Suffolk County residents say in a new community survey they're mostly satisfied with police. However, there's a significant difference between how white and black residents feel about Suffolk police. WSHU's Charles Lane has more.
60% of white residents said that prejudice isn't a problem with cops. However, the opposite was true for black and Hispanic residents, even for those who said they had direct contact with police. Likewise, only 30% of white respondents said cops provided better policing in white neighborhoods, whereas two-thirds of black respondents said this was true. But despite all of this, among those who had direct contact with police, regardless of their race or ethnicity, the overwhelming majority said that they were treated fairly. Deputy Police Commissioner Risco Menchen-Lewis organized the survey. She said the discrepancy between how respondents of color felt about police and how they were actually treated, this discrepancy had to do with how they viewed their own community.
If I had a lot of garbage in my neighborhood, right, you know, and you're not picking it all up, then I'm not getting good service. I go to that other neighborhood, I don't see any garbage. So it must be the service.
Menchen-Lewis said that police are being asked to solve systematic problems that have nothing to do with policing.
They're trying to solve these problems that should be solved by better schools, better education, better resources. Many of these things should be solved that way. But like I said, unfortunately, those things were gutted in the 70s and 80s.
Police reform advocates largely dismissed the survey results as self-flattery, pointing to traffic stop data that shows Suffolk cops stop and ticket black and Hispanic drivers at much higher rates than white drivers. Frederick Brewington is a civil rights lawyer.
Out of that, we also saw a larger disproportionate number of black people that are searched, black cars that are rifled through.
The community survey was conducted by the Finn Institute for Public Safety as part of a settlement agreement with the Justice Department regarding biased policing of Latinos. It asked some 600 residents in various ways how satisfied they were with police. According to the survey, nearly 12% of Hispanic respondents said they didn't feel comfortable reporting crimes to police. Latino advocates suspect that this number is low compared to reality. Less than 1% of survey interviews were conducted in Spanish, even though 14% of Suffolk residents speak Spanish at home, according to census data. Jose Perez is deputy counsel for Latino Justice. The group currently has a class action lawsuit against Suffolk police.
If they only engage in such a limited number of Spanish language interviews, again, I think you have to then question the methodology of the surveys and the outreach and any conclusions and findings resulting therefrom.
Deputy Police Commissioner Menchen-Lewis said that the methodology of the survey was approved by the Justice Department. The feds actually rejected the department's first survey attempts as not statistically valid. This latest survey was Suffolk's second attempt. Menchen-Lewis did acknowledge the difficulty in getting people to take the survey, despite what she called significant outreach. People just don't want to take surveys, she said. Charles Lane, WSHU News.